Good morning, Radio Lord Howe Island, testing, testing.
Yeah. Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. The Radio Thrift Shop is your time machine into days of futures past. Featuring an ever-evolving playlist of folk, folk rock, jazz, easy listening, indie rock, indie pop, privately released music, and homemade curios from the early 1900s to the present. At the Radio Thrift Shop, we play 78s, 45s, 33s, compact discs and cassette tapes, and many independent releases in all genres. And we celebrate the medium of radio. Later on in the program, we're going to hear an episode of The Les Paul Show from 1950. All right, let's start some guitar shredding. Radio Thrift Shop is heard right here on WSCS. And online at classicalwscs.org. I've been rocking the airwaves here in central New Hampshire since 1999. I'm not sure whether I should party like it's 1999 or 1959. At any rate, I'm going to play some music from the soundtrack of the film Chariots of the Gods. You have to remember that if you are of a certain age. This was released back in 1970. It's music by the Peter Thomas Sound Orchestra. We'll be right back. Music from Chariots of the Gods by Peter Thomas Sound Orchestra, the soundtrack to the film that was released back in 1970, which was, of course, a film version of the book by Eric von Daniken. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'll be back with more music right after this.
Welcome to the Andy Fell Minute. We humans have an incredible ability to survive adversity, and stories like Room offer hope that our inner strengths will come to the forefront in the most difficult of circumstances. Room is the story of Joy, abducted as a teenager and locked into a shed as the property of old Nick. 2 years into the ordeal, she gives birth to Jack. Survival instinct keeps her sane. Mother's instinct keeps her child safe. Joy tries to escape, but old Nick is too strong. Where strength has failed, can cunning ultimately prevail? If so, can life possibly become normal after such prolonged torture? And what of the child who has known only the world of the shed when he is exposed to what the big, wide world has to offer? Room is a vivid character study, a thriller, and a fully realized exploration of an extraordinary circumstance. Its paradoxical story is fascinating, scary, horrific, and yet hopeful. Cautiously. Our journey is especially elevated by eloquent performances from its two leads. Brie Larson is Joy, and 9-year-old revelation Jacob Tremblay is Jack, from whose perspective the story is told. Together, they assure that Room, with all its complicated simplicity, transcends to greatness. Room, not in theaters, discovery through rental.
You're listening to Nelson Riddle and his orchestra with Drive-In, a Capital 78. And you're on the Soundbeat. Richard Hollingshead learned a lot from his test run of his big idea. He went through various incarnations of the first drive-in at his home in Camden, New Jersey, starting with cars lined up one after another and a single speaker behind the screen, which obviously didn't work. He gradually arrived at disparate spacing, elevated in the back, and the sound delivery would evolve to the in-car speakers we use today, or the last time you were at a drive-in. His invention saw the light of day, or dusk, in 1933. Nelson Riddle is recognized as one of the foremost arrangers in popular music history. According to WNYC's Jonathan Schwartz, Billie Holiday, Frank Sinatra, Louis Armstrong, and Nelson Riddle stand, in my judgment, at the spine of American popular music. Check out more episodes right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry. Thank you.
Thank you. This is just a little samba built upon a single note. Other notes are bound to follow, but the root is still that note. This new one is just a consequence of the one we've just been through, as I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and just say nothing or nearly nothing. I have used up all the scale I know, and at the end I've come to nothing or nearly nothing. So I come back to my first note, as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I feel for you. Anyone who wants the whole show, re mi fa sol la si do, he will find himself with no show. Better play your single note. Pabo do bo dim do be, bo di ba dam di do bam dim di ge, dim di bo do bo dim do bam, bo di ba di bo di ba dam dim do bam, di bo di ba dam di ba di dam di ba do bi dim di ba dam di ba. Bebo do bi dim ding ging bu dong ging, bi ba da bu dim do ba.
Spreading hatred and terror. pass on this message, either trying to escape from reality into the world of dreams, or showing my love.
Some beautiful music right there by Taras Bulba with All My Love. And before that, we heard Herbie Mann and A.C. Jobim with One Note Samba. Before that, Herbie Mann and Tamika Jones, A Man and a Woman. And Joe Pass before that with his cover of the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black. We started that set off way back when with Joe Puma and Rose Rome. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and we're going to set the time machine for 1950. We're going to hear an edition right now, an episode of The Les Paul Show.
This is Les Paul speaking, and with me I have my agent, my housewife, psychiatrist, and vocalist, all in one, Miss Mary Ford.
Hello.
In real life, it's Mrs. Paul, right, Squaw? And Mary and I have worked out a little program here that we think is a little different. By doing a few tricks with the electronics, we're going to play a whole slew of guitars at once, and Mary's going to harmonize with herself. Just remember, folks, that this program, so help me, is just Mary and I playing and singing all the parts.
And here's the first tune, Little Rock Getaway.
Getaway. Thank you. case some of you folks were wondering how many guitars we used on that number, or trying to guess how many, we'll tell you. There were four guitars, three of them messing around. We were trying to play them like violins, and the big guitar was holding down the part of the bass fiddle. Well, Mary, it's time to sing a song, right?
Mm-hmm. How about Until I Hold You Again?
Sounds good.
Two voices, all right?
Yeah. How about two guitars? Is that okay?
Oh, that's fine.
What key?
E.
E.
So sad and so lonely, my darling, so full of longing I've been, and I will be waiting, my darling, till the tide of love comes in. The days are like years since we parted, the nights so dreary since then, and I will be broken-hearted until I hold you again. Kiss you till you're resting in my arms, so divine. I will never live again till I whisper I love you, sweetheart mine.
What I miss the most around here is an applause machine. Some kind of, we do everything else electronically around here. We really should have a gadget where you press your foot and up comes this tremendous applause and everybody wants more.
Sure, that would be great for our theater personal appearances.
I don't think it'd be very hard to build either. I got an idea that it could be done.
Oh, no.
I really do.
Well, maybe we should figure out our homemade applause machine some other time.
Can't you see it in theaters now where you press your foot in the applause and we're doing three or four encores and the manager's trying to get us off the stage and the people are turning around trying to figure out where the applause is coming from? Oh. Well, I was wondering, here there's a list of tunes and one of them is just standing right out pointing its finger at me. It's called Putting on the Style, an old hillbilly tune. Think there are folks that like to hear a hillbilly song?
Sure.
Just for a variety. It's a little different. I know around the house here, whenever we get our guitars out, we end up with a hillbilly tune every time.
Sure, it goes over better than anything else.
You think it does?
Sure.
Is there anything you'd like to add to this?
No.
Help, maybe?
No.
No? Well, help me get a guitar, Mom. Get your guitar.
I got it.
Young man coming down the street, driving like he's mad, riding in a Cadillac he borrowed from his dad.
He honks the horn so loudly to make the ladies smile, but the girls all know he's a putting on the style.
Think we got any listeners left?
I hope so.
Putting on the agony, putting on the style, that is what the young folks are doing all the while. As I look around me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many young folks a-putting on the style. Sweet 16 goes to church just to see the boys, turns her head and giggles at every little noise. First this way a little, and then that way a while, but the boys all know she's a-putting on the style. Putting on the agony, putting on the style, that is what the young folks are doing all the while. As I look around me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many young folks are putting on the style. Young man in a restaurant smokes a dirty pipe, looking like a pumpkin wine, he's only halfway ripe. A-smoking, drinking, chewing, and thinking all the while, there is nothing equal to putting on the style. Putting on the agony, putting on the style, that is what the young folks are doing all the while. As I look around me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many young folks a-putting on the style.
Would you mind doing a tune that's a favorite of mine, Les?
Not at all. That is, if it's not too tough.
Do you remember what is this thing called, Love?
Do I remember? Yeah, sure. It's a great tune.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it reminds me that at one time I used to call this thing, What Is This Thing Called Ear?
Really?
It was an experiment of mine. I was trying to give the ears a break. I become conscious of the fact that all the songwriters were plugging the eyes and the nose and the hair, and the ears just were left behind. So I call this thing, when we used to play on the stage and everything, What Is This Thing Called Ears? And I used to get a big hand from the audience. They rather appreciated the fact that someone was sticking up for the ears. You know, dark eyes, and smoke gets in your eyes, here I go again, and who knows, and all that stuff. Well, until New Year's Eve come out, no one ever even mentioned the ears. So I thought we'd plug the ears, so we call it Dark Ears, I Only Have Ears For You. And now this tune comes up, What Is This Thing Called Ears?
Well, does it sound the same as What Is This Thing Called Love?
I swear there isn't a bit of difference. Thank you.
was great.
Long time. I got the wrong guitar and I played a couple of wrong chords. I was zigging instead of zagging.
I thought it was well done.
Well, maybe. Oh, you're talking about the macaroni and cheese now?
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, it's in the oven. Can't you smell it? Well, I guess we'd better get going. Folks, thanks for listening. We'll be back again soon.
Bye.
Bye.
You've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.
Five score years ago,
many of us know, even verbatim, Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech from the March on Washington in 1963. What many of us don't know is that there was a man named Clarence Jones who wrote the first draft of that speech.
This momentous decree came.
Oral histories can often give us insights into the stories behind the versions of history that we learned at school and from the media. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Clarence Jones, who's an assistant to King, as he often did, he wrote the first draft of a speech that King was later to give.
Oral historian David Klein.
Clarence Jones told the story of how, as he was standing in the wings of the stage at the March on Washington, watching Martin Luther King, he saw King shuffle the papers of this speech and begin to read it. And it was word for word how Clarence Jones had written it, which alarmed Jones greatly because King rewrote every speech. Why was he reading this verbatim? But very soon into the speech, Jones and King and others on the stage heard the singer Mahalia Jackson call out, "Tell him about the dream, Martin, tell him about the dream." And Jones watched as King actually shoved those papers to the side of the podium and went into what we now know as one of the great pieces of rhetoric that we have, which was from his heart.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'll be back next week, and we'll be tripping up and down the dusty aisles of music and transmissions from the past century of recorded sound. I want to say thank you for coming on this journey with me. I'm DJ Frederick. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.